Scratching.
Welcome to the ugly truth. I'm a little, I don't know, throaty or something.
Ugless?
I'm ugless. Never. I will never be ugless. Good Lord.
Your throat's a little ugless.
We were talking about, before we started recording, we were talking about how your husband has one eye fixed with LASIK, but he has to wear glasses all the time. Well, I had an eye doctor appointment last week, Daryl and I both, and I don't know how long you've been. Do you have official glasses from like a doctor's office yet?
I did, but my dog ate them. So now I'm wearing drugstore glasses.
Okay, so you have been. Okay. So.
But when I went there, he said, well, you're like a 1.5. He like literally.
You barely need them.
Yeah. He said that what I was wearing from the drugstore is the same thing he was prescribing.
Well, that's good.
So but why am I paying you $200 then?
Because you can get designer frames that last forever. Like, and by the way, if anybody wears glasses and you have good insurance, vision, which is very rare. Most people don't have vision insurance.
Really?
No. Well, you're a state county worker, so you guys have vision, but most people don't.
Oh, okay.
Versace makes the best frames I've ever experienced. I have tried them all. When I was having to wear glasses for reading, because I don't need them for anything other than reading.
Yeah, me too. Thank God.
I have tried Vera Wang. I've tried Versace. I've tried
Gucci.
I don't know. I've had all the brands.
Yeah.
And they all break, except for Versace. I have three pairs of Versace frames that have never once broken. I have dropped them on the ground. Wow. They have been tossed off, like everything. And they are still intact. And so I was telling the lady, because I was ordering some new glasses, because I, unlike you, am blind. I'm going blind.
Oh, I know.
Not officially, but
I know what you mean.
So every time I go, he goes, your eyes have gotten worse. And I'm like, okay, God, when does that end? He goes, well, when you get cataracts. I'm
like,
all right.
Are you still going to Dr. Chang? Because that's who I go to.
I love Dr. Chang.
Yeah, and in fact, my son has an appointment next week.
Daryl went before me, and they're all, blah, blah, you know, conversing. And I had to wait 20 extra minutes because they were being so chatty.
You're like, can you guys shut up?
So they brought me right in.
Things to do.
So I walk in, he goes, so do you fish? And I'm like, no, I don't fish. He's like, oh, just your husband? I'm like, yep. I do not do that. And I won't cook or clean anything that he brings home. Ever.
No.
In fact, he doesn't. He doesn't even bring them home.
No.
He gives them to his friend.
Yeah, he just likes to do it for fun.
He's like, well, I know that you wouldn't eat it. I'm like, you are correct, sir. I would not eat it.
I mean, I guess it depends. I would eat it if he wants to clean it and prepare it.
The problem is trout is so bony. And I came across one bone and I'm like, I'm not eating it.
I can't.
No.
That's one of the reasons why I don't eat salmon. I know people love salmon, but it's like, I think if you've ever, it's kind of like getting... a bone.
Like getting a hair in your
anything.
Mouth.
Yeah, like that. It's like once it happens, you can't. Ugh, I cannot.
I had made the most amazing dish. I can't remember what it was because it doesn't matter. I put it out of my memory last week. And I took a bite and I saw a hair in it.
Oh, God. But was it yours?
Yep. And I said,
see, if it's my own hair, I might be all right. But if I don't recognize it. Why did you do that to us?
I'm sorry.
Because now I'm doing it.
Just breathe.
And I don't have water.
Sorry. So sorry. You said it was no big deal.
Well, you started gagging.
I'm sorry. Anyway, I was like, I was really disappointed. I'm like, well, I guess I'm not eating for the rest of the freaking day.
It takes nothing for me. We know this.
I'm so sorry. I never should have said anything. Anyway.
We know this.
Well, we brought up fish bones. I don't know what we were doing. How did we do that? So anyway.
Daryl went fishing because we were at the eye doctor.
What a weird thing.
That's what's so funny to me. It's like, wait. We were talking about the eye doctor, and now we're talking about fish bones.
Why are we talking about hair and food? What? Oh, yeah. God, that's so weird. Oh, okay. Here's a change of subject. So the Golden Bachelor is getting divorced.
Oh, yeah. That was so funny.
I laughed so hard.
I laughed so hard, too.
I saw that. And I was like,
I thought it was a joke. I thought it was like an online, you know, people post things aren't true, like so-and-so's dead or, you know, Kourtney Kardashian and Kim get into a fist fight. I'm like, no.
I will say that if this does not prove to you that everything you see on the Bachelor franchise is fake,
you know
I don't know what to tell you.
But God bless these people for truly getting married and like actually going through with it.
Okay.
Joey and what's her name are not going to get married.
He wants a 3-year engagement.
They both do.
It's not happening.
They're not even going to move in together.
We're moving to New York.
No, they're not.
They're just doing all their PR crap right now. Yeah. They're doing all the cool, sexy photos. They're probably at Coachella. Anyway,
right.
My point is that they're like, well, we very much love each other, but we just couldn't seem to, you know, location, we just can't leave our families. Mm. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that Gary is some lech, some dog, some gold digger. I don't believe
this. Why? But I'm like, what has he done?
I don't know. And I'm like, you guys, and they even addressed it in the interview when they did the actual official interview, holding hands, wearing their wedding rings. They're like, does this have anything to do with all the tea that came up after he... after you guys got together? They were saying, oh, she doesn't know who he is, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, actually, and she got very serious. And she said, no, actually, we discussed all of it prior to us even doing the ceremony. Like, yeah. I knew everything. He was very clear with me. First of all, I'm not convinced that they got married, I feel like they're in a contract. No,
they said they did it because they have a prenup.
Okay. So it just seems to me that it was more like they went into a contract together, but like, they're so freaking Catholic. I was really surprised.
But I mean, it could have been a Catholic. It could have been. I don't know. I kind of see it as the same thing. Even if they officially got married, they clearly made tons of plans for when or if they got divorced.
So the discussion basically is they stayed together long enough to get the ABC payout. They did the Family Feud. They did all the appearances. Right. They did the wedding, all the things. She did say she has to give the ring back.
Yes.
Which I found
that was probably part of the contract,
I'm sure that Neil Lane was like, if you're not,
yeah, it's 3.5 carats.
You don't get to keep it, baby.
Right.
Well, she probably didn't care. There's also
got money.
There was a lot of discussion that she was refusing to quit her job, even though she said she would.
She loves her job.
Everybody's saying that he refused to sell his lake house, but I'm like, he said he sold it already. I thought there was discussion that he said that that was his wife's dream.
You sold it. You said that, but and when you said it, I was like, I don't think so. But I was like,
that's what he said.
No.
I don't know. So maybe he didn't sell the house.
He didn't. But honestly, I just think it was like, look, we enjoyed the ride. It was really fun. They're both great people. I think they probably truly do have love for each other. Not in the sexual way, but it's like, this was really fun. We discovered, you know, we're amazing friends and this was so much fun.
And then Susan and Kathy apparently.
But I'm not giving up my life for this.
Right. You know? So Susan and Kathy have a podcast and they're pushing the narrative that neither one of them wanted to relocate. That she's like, well, we looked at homes. We even looked in Jersey. We just couldn't come to a happy medium. Yeah. I'm like, I just don't think their lives were as cohesive as they thought they would be.
I think at their age, being close to your family, your kids, your grandkids is everything.
Well, and that,
and neither one of them are willing to give that up.
Even if they were in their 50s, they would have probably relocated. But I mean, because that's way different.
Yeah.
But I mean, if anything were to happen to either of them health-wise, and they're in South Carolina.
And it will inevitably.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I just think that... that's kind of the drawback of being that much older and truly wanting to start your life anew.
Yeah.
You don't really, though.
No, especially if you've achieved success and you're financially stable and you have all the things that you ever worked for.
Yeah.
Then now I'm going to give them all up and start over? No. You know, I mean.
Yeah. And the whole thing of him being some kind of money grubber. I just don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true at all.
He's retired. He has money. He wants to travel. I think that's crap. What I do believe is that I think very soon after that whole wedding thing, I think they both went, man, we can try, but dude, I don't know.
This is hard. Yeah.
This is not for us.
Yeah, I agree. I think the thought, I think it's a good show. And I think I did enjoy the journey of them finding each other and all that. But in reality, it's rare. It cannot be possibly that. I mean, what were the first Bachelor? Was it the Bachelor or was it the Bachelorette?
It was the Bachelor.
They're still married, right?
Yes.
Tristan
and Ryan.
Whatever, yeah. Yes. But I mean, of all of the seasons, how many of them are actually married still? Or ever got married?
I think I told you, I think you can count on one hand.
Yeah. So, I mean, come on.
And not only that, but I mean, the whole... what I hope is that with this whole thing that's gone down with the Joey season and then with the Golden Bachelor season, I think it's really clear that it's not real.
Yeah, it is to me.
It's production.
But I'll probably still watch it again.
Well, of course, it's fun to watch. It's like watching a soap opera. You know, it's not meant to be, you know, and it's fun to get sucked into it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Because every once in a while, it actually hits.
Well, and even
and
if
people
it,
go, oh no, legit, I really like her.
And I think
or whatever.
What I like about the show is that while they're filming, they're kind of in the bubble.
Yes.
And so it feels really real to them at the time. We're all watching from the outside and you know, like this would never, and after they watch it back, they're all like, like cringe. Like they, I wouldn't want to watch
all
that
back. All the women are going, I can't believe I did that.
Right. But at the time, in the moment, if you really, feels, if you give in and you lean into it, it's like, it can really be real.
And they want you to. That's the for whole sure. point.
They're that's like, why they keep you all isolated this. And they make you travel and stuff so you're away from everybody.
And they're all here. Have this Cosmo.
Yeah. And you can't tell anyone anything.
Have more.
Exactly.
Please enjoy your happy hour.
And you know, when you're not with the bachelor or the bachelorette, you're in this mansion and you're being pampered and you
can
know,
eat and swim.
And you're living the
drink.
Best life.
It's a vacation.
Yes.
They're like, and I might or might not win. Who knows?
Yeah, but I'm sure going to enjoy it when I can.
Well, the one thing that it definitely the difference between the Golden Bachelor and the Bachelor is that the women liked each other more than the Bachelor.
Oh my God. I loved it.
And that was great. And that's the other thing. It's like, Teresa's like, dude, I'm 70. I got my itch scratched.
I remember what it felt like again.
And now I realize I don't need to be married.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened. She's like, I don't really want to get married. I don't want to adjust to another man's smells and hair and snoring and all the things.
Yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
what? For sex once a week?
No.
If you're lucky?
God, no.
I just would be like, no, immediately. Oh, I told Daryl that. I said, listen, let me tell you something. I go, for some reason, I find myself widowed. You will never see another ring on this finger.
Yeah.
Ever.
Indeed.
I'm not saying I won't have sex again, but I'm definitely not.
I have to be careful with my TikToks because my algorithm will pick up that shit in a minute. And next thing you know, I'm posting about all these old single women. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, stop it. Because I'm like, girl, yes, we feel you. Right? No. I'm like, oh my God, stop it.
That is hilarious. So O.J. Simpson's dead.
That's great. I'm so happy about that.
So sad. Anyway.
Well, I was thinking we were going to move on to Kate Middleton because I did want to briefly talk about that.
We should talk
about
Kate.
We haven't heard anything, and I don't think we will for a minute.
I think we're done listening to... There's.
They're not going to come out publicly now.
No, it's over. I just wonder if she's going to go bald and all the things.
I just hope... It was very alarming to me that it was abdominal. Because nothing good is happening cancer-wise abdominally.
We're all guesstimating at this point, but it's likely feminine is my guess.
I hope so. I don't hope anything. I mean, obviously, I don't hope for her.
Because if it's female, if it's reproductive, that is easy to eradicate quickly if they caught it early.
Yeah.
If it is kidney or liver or something, I mean,
we don't know. No, yeah, there are, she's not dead for sure. She has any of those. What my fear is that abdominal can also be pancreas.
Well, that's what I meant.
And I'm terrified of that because that would be
it would be, she would
one
be.
And done. Yeah.
Yeah. Although they are saying that they caught it incredibly early and this was all
it was just by accident that they found it.
Not preemptive, but
well, they're doing precautionary, preventative. They don't want it to come off.
Back. Yeah, they're overdoing it for a reason.
And it's pretty common. I've watched all the doctors on TV who've commented about, you know, hey, you know what, this is what we do. Mm-hmm. You know, we always want to give a patient the best chance of it not coming back.
Right.
So obviously, she's the princess and
soon to be queen.
Yes. So for sure,
don't know if it's soon, but you know.
Well,
what I mean.
Yeah. Well. Poor Charles. He got 18 months and now he's got cancer. Charles, you poor thing. Hey, I saw him come out the other day. He did for Easter.
He looks pretty good still.
He does look good. I mean, I don't know what kind of cancer he has. I'm guessing for
it's
a man
prostate.
Of his age. They haven't said.
We're guessing. So he had an enlarged prostate. They said it's not prostate. Apparently the common thing to find when you do prostate surgery is bladder cancer.
It could be.
But it's very, very treatable.
Yeah. Well, any of the men kind of, they're all either very, very slow growing, which he would probably outlive.
Right.
You know, his age would kill him first.
Yes.
Or they're very curable.
Right.
So it's nothing super
what a
aggressive.
Crazy.
But it is crazy. I'm like, what kind of water are they drinking at Kensington Palace?
Dude, I don't know, man. But Kate is new genetics. She is not really related to anybody. And even Diana was a far distant relative.
Why couldn't this happen to Meghan Markle? I'm like, why did
Meghan,
this happen?
You don't like Meghan.
Jimmy, hate her. No,
I don't hate Meghan.
I know. No. I know you don't. I know you don't.
Not at all.
But
she's making the best of a bad situation.
I know she is.
The thing is with the Meghan and Harry thing is I think they both glommed onto each other for very different reasons. They both had their reasons.
I agree.
I don't think
and
it was.
And they were both selfishly motivated.
That's kind of the thing. And I also think they're both like, oh, this will get them.
Yeah, both.
The whole like, oh, I don't know what a prince, what's a prince? And it's like, bitch, you were obsessed with his mother.
And stop it.
Yeah, like, why don't you just be honest about
just
the fact
be honest
that
and
we
just say,
all have been obsessed with the royals. There's no shame in admitting that.
A lot of people, yes. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's so many
she
people.
She wants it to be like the way that Kate and Harry got together, which was like, Kate truly was like at
oh,
first.
Oh, you mean William?
That's what I meant. I'm sorry. I think initially she was, everybody was starstruck by William.
Well, he was
at school.
He was stunningly gorgeous.
Yes, and he was the prince, and we all loved him, right? Mm-hmm. But the mom
manipulated that whole
thing. She did,
but
then as soon as Kate kind of got to know him, she's like, yeah, fuck you. You know, I don't care who you are.
Right.
And then she was just like, you're lucky to have me, bro. And then it turned into a real, true chase, which is what it should be for a couple, you know?
True.
And it's so funny to see them now because Kate has just gotten
more beautiful
by the moment,
and his
and William is bald, but we still love him.
Listen,
you know?
His mother snatched those jeans right back because he was being an asshole. She's like, you don't get to stay stunning like me, son.
I saw the funniest thing the other day. This girl that I watch on TikTok occasionally, she's pregnant with her first child, and she was talking before she posted her gender reveal TikTok. She's like, what do you guys think I'm having? You know, I hear that there's the way you carry, blah blah blah. She's going through all of the things that you talk that people
sure.
talk about. And somebody commented, you're definitely having a girl because girls suck all the gorgeous out of you.
Wow, that is a badass compliment.
She laughed and she actually did a video on the I know how they put the comment
that
up and she's
is
like
harsh.
She goes, I laughed so hard when I saw this because
I
was like, oh my god, like I've never heard that.
I'm like, I am so offended.
She's beautiful. She's like 24. Oh, yeah, yes. Clearly confident enough to not take it personal.
That is so hilarious.
I laughed. I was like, oh god.
All I know is that when I was pregnant with a girl, I'd never been sicker in my life. Both of my girls, I've had three births, and my son, I literally went camping.
Yeah.
I went hiking. I ran
around.
That is
so true. Jamie, we went to Britney Spears in July. I had my son in November.
Yeah. I mean,
and you didn't even know I was pregnant.
I was able to do everything when I was pregnant with my son.
Yeah. Me too.
I got pregnant with my daughter and I was like, I couldn't eat anything. I literally
what is
threw
that thing?
Up dry spaghetti. Sorry.
Hyper nemesis, isn't that what they call it now?
The mouth watering.
But that's not hyper nemesis. I think it's just overly puking. Because remember Paula had it with one of the kids.
She ended up in the hospital.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
With Olivia.
Yeah.
The girl.
True.
Yes.
So I think that I probably had the equivalent of that. In the 90s, they didn't call it that.
Oh, with
I don't
daughter?
Know if we knew. Yeah.
You were so sick.
Jamie, I mean.
You walked around with a rag in your mouth.
I did. I would lay on the floor and shove a sock in my mouth or a rag because there's nothing that would absorb long enough.
God.
It was literally the worst.
I had the mouth watering with my last baby, which was a girl.
Of course.
I also had such a high craving for vitamin C. And so I would eat.
You ate oranges.
Raspberries.
Oh,
I
raspberries.
I could not get enough raspberries. Daryl would buy me raspberry popsicles. We bought organic everything. And every single time. And of course, I would eat as many as possible because that's what pregnant women do.
Yeah, and then you get sick.
I threw up so many raspberries. One time I threw up in a church parking lot and it looked like I was throwing up blood.
Everybody was probably like, oh my God,
like, demon, Satan. Because I'm all red.
It was all red.
Raspberries. And I'm like, I'm pregnant. And Daryl's just sitting there holding. He's like, oh my God.
It's the worst.
It is horrifying.
Well, when you're throwing up
and
when
I
you're
threw
pregnant.
Up until I was 9 months pregnant.
Oh,
by the way.
When I was pregnant with Lauren, I only got not even a month of where I thought I was. I was like, oh my God, I'm done.
Wherever you are.
And all of a sudden you're like, no.
I think I was 6 months pregnant.
So from the moment, I mean, and when I found out I was pregnant, it was because I couldn't eat or drink anything without being nauseous.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like how far along I am. I was like 2 weeks pregnant.
Oh God, it's going to be a long.
I was fucking barely pregnant. They were like, well, we barely see the HCG on the thing. I'm like, wait, what?
Gonna be a long slog.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse
time.
Than finding out you're pregnant in 2 weeks, deciding to keep it, knowing that you have a year to go.
Oh my God.
And you're like, oh
well,
no.
Your first pregnancy, you're so stupid and naive. You're like excited and you think it's gonna be fun and motherhood's beautiful. And like a month into it, you're like,
so stupid.
I hate my life. Is it too late? Can I get rid of it?
I have not heard of one woman who from day one till final day going, I love being pregnant.
Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh, fuck that girl.
She claims she loves pregnancy. Yeah, you know what?
She's a multimillionaire. Anything is easier when you're rich.
That's true.
Come on. She can get any and everything.
I'm trying to think if there's any regular real women.
She probably floated in a saltwater tank when she was sick. And she's like, oh, this is so nice. Well, when the rest of us are laying on the bathroom, disgusting bathroom floor.
Because nobody will clean it. And we're too sick to clean it.
Throwing up because the toilet's dirty.
Seriously?
How many times have I done
the
that?
The smell of toilet water?
So many times.
It could be the cleanest toilet on the planet and I will still gag.
Honestly, Stephanie, okay, I'm trying not to do this, but when I have had a little too much to drink and I'm like, I feel like I could throw up, but I can't because it's just, I'm at that cusp.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going in the bathroom and I'll go in the bathroom and shove my face.
And that will make you throw up.
Knowing that I just peed in there and then it's over.
It's over.
Curtains.
Seriously. Yeah, well, that puking in a hotel will do it to you every time.
I've thrown up in a hotel.
Oh, we all have. Who hasn't thrown up in a hotel?
In fact, one time I threw up in a hotel, got up and got ready. 2 hours later, I was at a restaurant.
Seriously.
You do what you gotta
Jamie,
do.
Jamie, when you're on vacation, all things are possible.
You have to do it.
Because you're not going to ruin all that good money you spent.
Daryl will be like, do you think you can make it? I'm like, there are six people waiting for us. I will make it
happen.
We're
making it. Yeah, we're making it.
And then I go down there and everybody looks the same. Like, hey, how's everyone going? Well,
we all have the sweats.
We all got here.
We all have clean underwear on. I can assure you that.
And all of a sudden it's like, hey, can I help you? It's like, yes, we'll have some ginger ale at the table, please. Can
water,
we have
a pitcher? Water.
Can we have a pitcher, please, of ginger ale and water?
Everybody's shaking.
It's like, give me the bread. Why didn't we do that one last tasting? I don't understand. Who said shots?
Sounded like such a good idea at the time.
It's not a good idea.
Anyway, well, we wish Kate well. I
do.
I love her. I don't know why I love her. I have no affiliation, but I just, it's one of those weird celebrity people.
Well, if you hate Megan, you have to love Kate, right?
Not necessarily.
I don't know.
People love both. Either love both. Some people hate them all.
Well, a lot of people, any Irishman will tell you they hate them.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of Americans that hate them.
I know. Anyway, with that being said, we will be back with more shows next week, and then we will see what God only knows what exciting news is happening. And by the way, side note, we know there's World War III going on, but we're not going to talk about it.
That's not what our podcast is about.
We're not going to. We're your escape, okay?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Talk to you guys next week.
Bye.